Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 14 of the show, and today is Wednesday, March 14th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com, or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that is 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a whole lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports, and March Madness truly begins tomorrow morning. So guys, first and foremost, let's talk about March Madness. Let's talk about Baylor men's basketball. Number 9, Baylor men's basketball team will be facing South Dakota State in the second round. Number 3 seed Baylor, 27-7 overall, will make its fourth postseason appearance in the last five seasons Thursday against first-time NCAA championship participant and number 14 seed South Dakota State, 27-7 overall. Thursday's game will tip at 6:27 p.m. Central Time on True TV. Again, any of these stories that we discuss will be available in the show notes at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Moving right along, the women's basketball team went undefeated all year, were number one in the nation. They also earned the number one seed in the bracket. The top-ranked Baylor women's basketball team earned its first ever back-to-back number one seed and will play in the Des Moines Regional as they face 16th seed UC Santa Barbara 17-15 on Sunday, March 18th at the Stroh Center on the campus of Bowling Green University in Bowling Green, Ohio, the NCAA announced Monday night. Joining Baylor and UC Santa Barbara in first-round action in Bowling Green are 8th-seeded Ohio State, 25-6, and Florida, 19-12, a number 9 seed. Again, you can read more about this story if you click it in the show notes. Moving on, we're going to talk about Robert Griffin III. This story comes out of Yahoo Sports. It's entitled, Washington Trades Massive Haul for Rights to Draft Robert Griffin III. Reportedly spurned by Peyton Manning, the Washington Redskins didn't waste any time finding their quarterback of the future. Jay Glazer of Fox Sports reported late Friday night that the Redskins traded the number 6 pick in this year's draft, two future first-rounders and a second-rounder for the Rams' number 2 selection in next month's draft. It is presumed they'll use the pick to select Robert Griffin III, the explosive Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor. It's a huge haul for the draft's second most coveted player. Griffin threw for 37 touchdown passes and over 4,200 yards during his junior season with the Bears. He shot up on draft boards with scintillating early season performance and solidifying his standing with a memorable showing at last month's combine that included a 4.41 in the 40-yard dash. Again, we'll keep you guys informed as the draft moves along and what happens with Robert Griffin III, but it does look like he will be drafted number 2 overall in this year's draft. Moving on and talking about Baylor football, the McLean family recently made a leadership gift for the new football stadium, and the largest capital gift signals the start of fundraising's initiative to support on-campus football stadium. Baylor University's Board of Regents announced today that the university has received a leadership gift, the largest capital gift in university history, from Elizabeth and Drayton McLean Jr. for Baylor's new on-campus football stadium alongside the Brazos River. With this naming rights gift, the McLean family asked the new football facility be named Baylor Stadium. The generous gift will lead ongoing fundraising to support stadium construction. Again, you guys can find more by clicking this story in the show notes. Moving on, Baylor baseball team allowed 3 in the ninth and lost 5-4 at UTA. A crucial error extended the rally as UTA beat the Bears despite being out-hit 10-4. Baylor took a 4-2 lead to the bottom of the ninth, but the Bears made an error on a potential double play grounder that could have ended the game, and UT Arlington took advantage and rallied for a 5-4 win on Tuesday night at Clay Gold Ballpark. Baylor, 11-7, pitchers Austin Stone and Dylan Newman combined to hold UT Arlington, 11-7, hitless for 7.2 innings after a one-out RBI single in the first inning. But Jake Pinchback's single in the ninth loaded the bases with no outs after the first two batters in the inning reached on a walk and were hit by a pitch. Max Garner, 1-2, induced a grounder on the left side of the infield that Cal Tuohy took to third base the first out of the inning, but it scored a run to cut the Baylor lead to 4-3. Cody Diving then hit a grounder to Lawton Langford that had a chance to be the game-ending double play, but Jake Miller mishandled Langford's flip, and all runners were safe, loading the bases with one out. Unfortunately, the Bears did drop that game 5-4. If you want to read more, click the story in the show notes. Moving on to another Baylor sport, women's softball team. Number 15 opened spring break with 2 wins. The number 15 Baylor softball team, 18-5, opened its spring break with a pair of shutout victories, defeating North Dakota State 14-11, 1-0 in 8 innings before taking down UTSA 10-12, 5-0 in the nightcap. Quote, "I thought we relaxed a little better in game 2 after we knocked some rust off in the first game, head coach Glenn Moore said. Our pitching really stepped up and did well, and we started swinging the bats." You guys can check out more by clicking that story in the show notes, and we'll touch more on the Baylor schedule at the end of the show. Moving on to the Houston Texans, an emotional Foster is ecstatic to return with the Texans. He re-signed a contract recently. I'm not going to have time to read this story, but if you guys do want to read the story, click it in the show notes. I am going to go ahead and play this video clip for you guys at this time talking about his signing.
But it's pretty relevant because we're in the office where Arian Foster just signed a deal with the Houston Texans. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, what's it been like over the last few days?
It's been exciting. Going back and forth with the ball club and trying to get a deal done, in time, so they can start making moves for our team and our organization, and just being a part of it and knowing that they want me to be an integral part of it is, it's a good feeling. And finally, we got the deal done, and, today I signed.
Yeah, you just brought up a really important aspect of things is it's a collective effort, and, everyone chips in. What's it been like the last few months, with that in mind and knowing your value in the marketplace?
I'm just really excited to be a part of what this team and what this place is building, and they solidified that with an offer that they feel I'm a big part of it, and I feel like I'm a big part of it, and I feel like there are many big parts on this team, and I'm one of them, but it's good to get a deal done, and it's good to see that this organization is moving forward and they have big plans.
With all that aside, how you feeling physically, and what have you been doing to maybe get ready for 2012?
I usually take this time off, and then I start about around April, mid-May, April, to get back in the swing of things. And, I'm going to keep on my same workout program that I have and, maybe push a little harder. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited. Expectations are higher than they've ever been, in the city for years. So, hopefully we can meet them. And, I'm going to do my best to do my part.
Yeah, what's the ceiling for this ball club?
The Super Bowl. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, and I'm pretty sure that's what all my teammates are thinking. And, once you get in the playoffs and you just taste it, and you taste it each week, you win or go home, and you start to get the feeling, the flow of things. It's something that's just addicting, and you want it, and you want to keep on winning those ball games for your ball club.
Obviously, team-wise, you get the Super Bowl in mind. In the past, you've been asked about, what your goals are, and you've talked about you'd like to make a dent, an imprint in NFL history. You've definitely started doing that, but what's next and how do you do that? How do you go about making that dent?
I think any great person, any great player, what they do is they're consistent. If you look at the history of the NFL or really just life, the ones that are most consistent are the ones you remember. And that's my goal, is to remain consistent, and try to put something else that you haven't seen on the field every year, and that's my goal. And I'm gonna continue to work. It's been a fun ride, and I can't wait for next season to start.
Well, neither can the fans. Fans love you. They're really excited for you. Texans here are excited for you as well. Congratulations, Arian.
I appreciate it. And I'm gonna give a special shout out to the fans because it's ever since I stepped foot in this city, man, you guys have shown me so much love and support. And this team, so much love and support. And we're going to do our best for you next year. And, I just want to thank you all for coming out and supporting. And, next year's going to be fun. I promise.
All right, guys. Once again, that was an Arian Foster interview with Texans TV from HoustonTexans.com. Moving on, another Houston sport. We're talking about the Houston Astros and spring training. The Astros trimmed their roster with their first cuts of spring. This is from Astros.com. It's by Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com. Mere hours after George Springer helped the Astros beat the Yankees with a dazzling late-inning display in Tampa, he was one of the casualties of the club's first round of spring training cuts. Six players were reassigned on Tuesday, right-handed pitchers Jorge De Leon and Arsenio Leon, both of whom are on the 40-man roster, second baseman Delino DeShields Jr., right-hander Henry Villar, shortstop Jonathan Villar, and Springer. None of the moves affects any of the Astros' spring position battles. Once again, you can check out more, guys, by clicking this story in the show notes. I do want to go ahead and play this quick clip about the Astros' latest win in spring training.
You throw the ball down, and it's a good sinker to them. And a lot of ground balls and fly balls. And everything's going the way I wanted. And I feel better and better every time I'm going them out. I throw like 70-something pitches today, 50-something, I think, in the game, 62, something like that. And I throw more than another 15 in the bullpen. So, it's going, the arm is feel very fresh and very good right now. So that was the way I'm looking for it, and throw the ball and feel good. So.
It's fun, You can put a charge in it. It was nice. I mean, it was nice having a chance there in the bottom of the ninth, and the Saints didn't quite do it, but it was sure nice to see, especially after giving up the two runs in the top half, to be able to come back like that.
Coming in late, just trying to be ready to play whatever situation they throw at you in whatever position you're at. And I was just fortunate to get a few swings on the ball and drive it and, help the team. Well, anytime you're competing for a job, you just want to try to do anything you can to, just showcase what you can do. And that's all you can hope, no matter who it is, whatever, for me, and just try to, play the different positions and, use my speed a little bit and just kind of show them what I can do, and hopefully it plays out well.
All right, guys, we'll keep you informed as the Astros spring training season rolls on and as the regular season gets ready to begin. This next story is about the Houston Rockets. The Rockets came back to rally and beat the Thunder 104-103. Going to go ahead and play this clip from Rockets.com, and this is through NBA.com.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are 18-2 in 20 games this year at home tonight. Russell Westbrook and company. Welcome in Houston, and Russell Westbrook, this is the first play of the game, and that's a good tone setter. If you're Russell Westbrook, 16 points on 6 of 11 shooting in the first half alone. Chandler Parsons stepping out his game. Three-pointer is good. He had 19 points in the opening half. That's one off his career high of 20. Houston up by 4. Kevin Durant, well, he had a good first half. 18 for him in the opening, 24, 51-49. OKC in front, Goran Dragic drives, spins, hits the layup. He had 10 at the break, and we are tied at 51 at halftime. They were tied at 53. Into the second half we go. Luis Scola just working the offensive boards. Tip in of the Patrick Patterson miss. He had 18 points on the night. Houston up 69-64. Kevin Durant driving in for the layup. He finished with 28-12. The Rockets lead down to 1. Into the fourth quarter we go, and OKC starts rolling. Russell Westbrook with the rebound, feeding their three-point specialist, James Harden, knocks it down, 16 points, 7 assists. We're tied at 89. Later, Harden to Serge Ibaka for the spike. Oklahoma City on a 9-2 run. They're up 95-91. Houston trying to get back in this thing. They're down by 4. Less than a minute to go. Goran Dragic fouls Russell Westbrook. He loses his mind. Russell Westbrook goes after Goran Dragic. He gets called for a technical. Houston hit their free throw. Russell Westbrook goes 1 of 2. So advantage on that play to Houston. It's 103-101. Westbrook then compounds the problem by turning it over on the other end. It's Courtney Lee with a 3. He had 21 points, and somehow, some way, Houston is up by 1 in the game, less than 10 to go. Kevin Durant, well, he looks and he finds an opening. That shot is off. Serge Ibaka goes up, but Patrick Patterson, playing hero with the rejection as time winds down. Houston goes into OKC and gets the win by 1. Your final, 104-103.
All right, guys, as you know, when I first started this podcast, I talked a lot of smack about my hometown Houston Rockets. I thought this year was going to be a rebuilding process. I grew up in the early 90s when we won back-to-back titles. And, man, they're looking good this year. They really are. I mean, considering they beat... This is the second time I've seen that they beat Oklahoma City pretty handily. The fact they came back, they didn't even have Kyle Lowry or Kevin Martin. That speaks numbers. But, again, the latest standings, as usual, in the NBA, we're going to read the top three teams in each division for each conference. In the East, we've got in the Atlantic Division, we've got Philadelphia at 25-17, Boston at 22-19, New York at 18-24. In the Central, we've got Chicago at 35-9, Indiana at 24-16, and Milwaukee at 18-24. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 31-10, Orlando at 28-15, and Atlanta at 24-18. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, we've got Oklahoma City at 32-10, Denver at 24-19, Minnesota at 22-21. In the Pacific, we've got the LA Lakers at 26-16, LA Clippers at 23-17, Phoenix at 19-22. In the Southwest, we've got San Antonio at 27-13, Memphis at 24-17, Dallas at 24-30, and the Houston Rockets at 23-20. That will conclude the stories for this week. To go ahead and go over the schedule for this week for Baylor and Houston sports for Wednesday, March 14th through Tuesday, March 20th. We've got Baylor softball versus North Texas tonight, Wednesday, March 14th at 6 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus Charlotte tonight, Wednesday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor men's basketball versus South Dakota State tomorrow, Thursday, March 15th at 6:27 p.m. Central Time on True TV. Baylor softball versus Buffalo, Baylor spring break round robin number 2 on Friday, March 16th at 12:30 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball versus Liberty in the Baylor spring break round robin number 2 on Friday, March 16th at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Texas Tech on Friday, March 16th at 6:35 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball versus Buffalo and Baylor spring break round robin number 2 on Saturday, March 17th at 2 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets at LA Clippers on Saturday, March 17th at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on KTXH. Baylor baseball versus Texas Tech on Saturday, March 17th at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Texas Tech on Sunday, March 18th at 1:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor women's basketball versus UC Santa Barbara on Sunday, March 18th at 1:45 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets at Phoenix on Sunday, March 18th at 8 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor softball versus SFA on Tuesday, March 20th at 3 p.m., then again at 5 p.m. Baylor baseball at Sam Houston on Tuesday, March 20th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus LA Lakers on Tuesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Again, guys, that will wrap up episode 14 of Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, send me a message on Facebook, or email me, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.